Okay, continuing on in Mitzvah Hashem. Thank you to Zev and Zahava. Sponsoring tonight's shiur. Always have to remember where we are coming from. It's not where we're going to. We've established Yisaidis of Emuna, Malei Chal Aretz Kavodei Mamish, Bitachon, which comes from that Yisaid, the Dveikis, the Tmimis, which is the hallmark of that Dveikis. And that leads us to tonight's Yisaid, which is perhaps the biggest innovation of the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov, which is the Inyan of the Tzaddik. A tzaddik is a word which has been used from the beginning of creation. Noyach ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'dor Yosef. Notice the tmimus with the tzidkas of Noyach. And it's used throughout Chazal, Svarim throughout the generations. But the Baal Shem Tov had a different understanding, had a different type of tzaddik, and it's based upon the criteria which we've discussed until this point. And Amit Hashem, in the following shir, we'll discuss in more detail the nekuda of the tzaddik. But the philosophy, the machshava, the hashkafa of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is at the root of the tzura of the life of a chassid. Was the chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. It's not random. It didn't just become that way, that in the Chassidish communities, that there's a Rebbe. Today we don't call him a tzaddik, we call him a Rebbe. And a Rebbe is different than a Rav. And to be a Rebbe requires certain criteria, certain mahalach, how one becomes a Rebbe. But the tzaddik, which the Baal Shem Tov referred to, this Rebbe, is the cornerstone, foundation of the entire mahalach of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So going back to what we described, and again, we'll discuss a little bit more in Mitzvah Hashem, but a person who fits that bill, that he's holding in that place of emuna, maloichal aretz mamish, k'bechvoidai, bitachon, the dveikis, the tmimis, the shivisi Hashem l'negdi samet, and everything which he does, he's makusha to the Rabbanu Shalom 24/7. That person is the it person in the Bria, not just in the life of his community, of the members of his congregation. This is the person of which Chazal spoke about Tzaddik Yisayid Ayla. And even in communities and in places where that Rav is not this tzaddik, then there still has to be a connection to that person. And as I heard from my Rebbe, and it's not just a mimer from him, it goes to the Devi Chaim and others, the churban of Chassidus is when there's a community who has a Rebbe, and he's not the Rebbe, which the Baal Shem Tov envisioned. Especially if he pretends to be. But he's not somebody who is of that stature. Then it's not just that it's an okay Rav. Listen, he's a good speaker. And he gives out Maos Chitim Pesach time. It's not Chassidus. It's not Chassidus anymore. You could be wearing the Begadim. You could be keeping Gebrachos on Pesach. Wearing a Shtreimel and everything else. But that's not Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov. And in fact, the Satmar Rav was known to say that the Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov we don't have today. What he didn't realize was that he was the Chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov. He was such a person. But like an Anav, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he didn't see his own greatness. But we're not living in times where in that Kufa from the Baal Shem Tov to the Chayza, maybe a little bit later, where Hashem brought to the world very, very big neshamas, like stars in the sky, where there were so many tzaddikim, tzaddiki yisayid olam, But the klal is that Kadosh Baruch Hu looked into the future and he saw that there would be a need for these tzaddikim throughout all the generations. The shaslan b'chol davadar. In every single generation, there are tzaddikim like that. And so therefore, in a previous way, the chassidus of the Baal Shem Tov continues. But the nekuda of the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is this in you. And everything else will be explanation to this yisoid of the tzaddik and the kesher which the tzaddik has as chassidim. It's very different to the relationship which we have throughout the world of the Rav and his constituents. We have to see how this fits into the Tachlis HaBriyah, what we've been discussing. So to get there, let's begin with the first Maariv Malkum, which will be much longer than what we're usually used to, which is from the Rambam and the Hakdamah to Mishnayos. It's a very small print in order to fit everything onto the page. It'll be Maichami. I have a bigger version over here, so I'm going to read a little bit quicker. You can follow it along. So the Rambam, in doing the sugya, was the first time I came across this Rambam. I actually found it in the Shlah. And it's a tremendous, tremendous Maariv Malkum. It's very long. We only took a portion of it. And so let's let the Rambam speak. V'hapoyel hazeh, this creation of Hashem, the top right, who letzayir b'nefesh asoydes hamuskolos, the Adam was created in order to explore, to be mitzayir, the secrets of thought. Shehadas naisen is sheshav v'sheker liyaz tachlazom lachil l'shtil l'be'ila. It's futile, it's ridiculous to think that the tachlis of the mensch in this world is to eat and to drink, and for be'ila, tashmish, or livnos kir, or to make buildings, or lihiyos ashlir, to be wealthy. Kikol eglam mikam ischachem alav, because all these things happen to a person. Lo yosifu al koicha hapnimi. What does it add to him internally? Nothing. Va'oyche mishtach bezeim reif habruim. He doesn't become higher than the rest of creation. V'hachachma, wisdom, hi asher toisif al koicha hapnimi. It enters into the mensch. V'satik oisai mimalas buz lamalas kavod, and it raises him up from being buz is what? Scorned, ridiculed, lowly, lamalas kavod. Sharei haya adam bekayach, because in initially he was just potentially an adam. V'chazer adam bepoyach, now he's really an adam. And a mensch, before he becomes a bal seichel, who nechshav kebehema, he's no different than an animal. Nivdal mishar mini hachayis ela bihigayin. The only difference in that state of a mensch before he becomes a maskil, a yodeya, is the power of thought. That's the only difference between him and a behema. Ratzalamer bihigayin shumetzal and afsham muskalas, that he has the ability to introspect and to think and to delve into chachma. V'hanichbat sheba muskolas, but the peak, the most exalted of all wisdoms, letzayir l'nafsho achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to occupy oneself with thoughts of Hashem's oneness. V'chal hanilv l'inin hume elokos, and everything which is associated with elokos, which is Torah. Sheshar hachachmas, and we know the Rambam was fluent in all the chachmas, and he writes elsewhere that I only saw the other chachmas as like a maidservant to the queen. Shashar ha-chachmas ein ela hargibahem. Other chachmas are in order to become acquainted with them ad shiagil et asalukos, to bring a person to deeper understandings of godliness, of Torah. V'nizbar me'elo hagdamas, but you understand in conclusion for what I've told you, and we only saw a small part of it, ki tachlis ha'olam v'chol ha-shabai, the purpose of the world and everything in it, hu ish chacham v'toiv, is to create a man who is a chacham and toif. Fine. V'nish'eris b'kan she'la achas, says the Rambam, we're left with a bumbakasha. V'hi, she'yuchul adam leimar. You're going to tell me, atem kvar martem she'chacham elokis leim si'al davar l'rik. You told me already, Rambam, that everything which Hashem created has a purpose. Ela the Indian. And you've already told me, Rambam, that of all of that which has been created underneath the stars, the moon, hanichmad mehem hu ha'adam, the most exalted of them is the Adam, v'tachlis hayos ha'adam, and he who is an Adam, he's the purpose of creation, and that is letzair b'nafshah ha'maskalus, and that's to be a chacham. V'im kein, mamdua him tzikadosh baruch hu kol ha'anashim, why do we have all these people in the world? Asher lo yitzair muskal l'nafsham. And nobody's thinking. We see with our own eyes, the most people, that they're empty of chachma. They're running after their own desires. He's not valued as a yachid amongst the rabbim. And it's only one in a million. So how could you tell me, Rambam, an obvious kasha? You set me up for the kasha. The whole purpose of creation is just for a yachid who comes around once in a blue moon. How are you going to answer that? So says the Rambam, Hachuva al zeh, Shehanashim hahemim sen l'shtei sibas. I have two answers for you. Ha'echas, li yois mishamshim l'ha'echarahu. They are here to serve that person. Not to walk side by side with that person, not to coexist with that person, but to serve that person. Because imagine, if the whole world was filled with people who would be involved in chachma and philosophy, the world wouldn't have a tikkun. That also wouldn't be good. Animals, all different types of creations, even B'nai Adam, they would become extinct in a very short time. Because a person comes into this world lacking very much. And he needs many things. He needs to learn many chachmas, like how to plow, and how to gather, v'ladosh, v'litcha, and v'lefais, and all the processes of making bread, to make food. You can't just go out into the field and do them. You have to make the appropriate tools. Just to eat. What are you going to wear? You need to have a house. Who's going to make all the tools for this? Even if a person lived the life of Mesushalach, which is the longest recorded life in the Torah, would he be able to accomplish all of these tasks? And they're all necessary. When would he have time to involve himself in this purpose of creation? So here comes the Rambah. That's why there are so many people in the world. In order to do these actions, these things which are necessary in the community, so that the chacham will have everything prepared for him, and the world will be settled, then the world will be filled with chacham. He says, how sweet is that which one said, he doesn't say who, sounds like it was some type of a shprach in those days, if not for the crazy ones, the world would be destroyed. Because there's nobody, there's not a craziness which is as crazy as the mensch. He's the craziest of all creations. Why? Chalash hanefesh, he's very weak-spirited, vadal harakava, and he doesn't have the physical makeup like other creations. For yamim bizman hachayrev, and he travels the seas in the winter. And he has to travel in the deserts in the summer when it's very hot. Hamistakim binafsha lachayas asad l'ramashim. He puts himself at risk when he goes into the forest, in order what, to make a few bucks. After he spends some and he has a little bit left, he has to spend it to pay people to do things for him, in order to be able to build a home for him, to create the foundations, to put up the walls. And he knows he's not going to be on this planet for a long time. Strong, stark musar. Is there a greater shtus than this, that a person spending all of his time working so hard to set himself up in this world for 70 years? It's a shtus. And that he engages in his life in pleasures of this world. But it's the reason why we have such people, these crazy ones, is because it's necessary for the world to be inhabited. That's why Chazal referred to these people as Amaratzim. The purpose in this world is just to settle the world. That's why they're called Am Ha'aretz, after the ground. If a person will say, we see that there are many fools, that they have a very good life in this world. You're telling me that everybody here is to serve the Chacham, but we see that many people are here to serve the Ksil. Many times, the one who's serving the Ksil, he himself is a Chacham. So it's upside down. So says the Rambam, but we're going to need all this. It's not like it looks. Even the ksil, who looks like he's living the life, he's also working. He's not enjoying himself. He's only preparing what he has for the right man to come along and to take it from him. Even though he has an opportunity to relax and to enjoy, he tells his servants to build a nice palace and to have a nice vineyard, like the very wealthy people do. Who says it's for him? Maybe it's going to be for a chassid who's going to come along. Even if it's not today, it's not tomorrow, it could be generations from now. And he's going to sit underneath that wall, that armain, to catch a little bit of shade. To save his life. It's prepared for the tzaddik already. Like Ben Zema said, Baruch Hashem that he created everything in this world for me, for the Chacham. Because he was the Yachid B'dayre. So he was very truthful. He wasn't boasting. He was saying, Baruch Hashem, everything in this world is prepared for me. So says the Yachid HaShalem. That's teretz number one. Teretz number two. V'hasibah hashniyah b'metziyash mishayim b'y chachma. Another reason why we have all these people who don't have chachma. It is true. The Baal de Chachma, they are very few in number. But that's appropriate. Hashem wanted it that way. And if you're going to say, why? That, you can't ask such a question. Just like you can't ask why there are nine planets. Nine Galgals, I don't know. The Koyechvei Leches Shiva, planet 7. V'hayosoydes Abba, why therefore yosoydes? She'elu kulam v'hanoegim v'manhagim nizchaivu li'as kach v'metziyas harishayna. This is the way that Hashem wanted it. Uchvar Amar Reb Shemin Bayochai. Reb Shemin already said, Ra'isi b'nei aliha v'hayinu mu'atem. He already told us that the Anshei Chachmar me'at. Im Shnaim, maybe even two in a generation. But now here's the punchline. V'alkein nivru ha'hamar li'yos chevra la'hachamish le'shar Shemin. The reason why they are around is because they are here to keep the Chachamim company. To be friends with the Baal de Chachma. You'll say, come on, Rabbeinu Moshe, this is not a very important job. I'm telling you, this is even more important than the first thing. Meaning, the fact that he needed a house, and he needed food, and he needed all those things, the fact that he needs company is even more important than that. The first one was in order to serve him, that he has all of his needs.
This is just a type of...
It's another type of a need, right? Okay.
It's like a psychological type
of... Right. It's part of this, of the second answer was the first answer, which is like, this is the way that Hashem wanted it. This is the way that it should be. Why? I don't know. But this is part of the Chacham Elyona. But you're right. This is very similar to the first point. If you're going to tell me this is a different toeles, Aval hitzvicha v'riyo yoyisim harishayna, she'akadosh baruch hu hemin harishayim be'eretz Yisrael. Chazal say, why were the Rishayim put in Eretz Yisrael first? Kedei lasos lahem chevra.
in order that there should be a chavraya. It doesn't mean here mamish rishayim. Lahasir shimam nafshas chasidim. So the chasidim shouldn't be lonely. I don't understand this really. Right? It wouldn't be nice that Klai Yisrael should come into Eretz Yisrael and it should be empty. There were other inhabitants there to make it seem like maybe he just wants the concept, I don't know.
But, to be lived in.
Huh?
Somebody has to prepare everything and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like if you want to build a house.
But that sounds like the first answer then.
Almost. But building the house, but actually keeping the land going. It's a lot different.
Uh-huh. It sounds like here it's more of like Bechevishav, which maybe I'm wrong because you're right. Yeah, it's I don't understand like what use is it in having the Rishayim. I mean, if you're coming with a whole nation into the land, so I mean, Reuven has is a Shevet and God is a Shevet. They have each other. I don't know. It's not good for a person to be lonely. It's depressing. It's not what Hashem wants. Fine. Answer number two. Now in conclusion. Says the Rambam, what you see from everything which I've told you, the purpose of creation in this passing world is it's for the purpose of the Chacham. So he's like the Rambam. So for myself and for many others, it's a very embarrassing Rambam. Because the Rambam is telling us that we're not the Tachlis. We're here to be Meshamish, the Tachlis. And we're B'diavid.
That's okay,
so that's our Tachlis. But unless we're falling short of the Tachlis. Meaning it sounds like that it's not preordained who's going to be that Tachlis. Everybody has an opportunity. Some people will make it, some people won't. But a person should know that he has a bechira, he can make a choice to be the tachlis or not, and b'chayr, if a person works very hard, then he'll reach that tachlis, but if not, he should know that he didn't work hard enough, and he was only here to serve one of these two purposes. Now, we mentioned Amar Makom not long ago, recent shir, I think it was last year, the 2 shirs before, that of Rabbeinu Nachman, from Breslov, the Kutta Maran, in the bottom right corner, where he takes issue with this concept. Avo be'emes etzleinu, ikar hasagas ha-tachlis hu rak la'idei emuna mitzvos ma'aseh. Tachlis has more to do with emuna and ma'asim tovim. Lavid Hashem al-pi ha-tayr b'tmimus u'b'pshitus. To serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with the tmimus and the pshitus, which we described at length earlier, and with that, a person will be zeiche to that which Chazal say is in store for him. Real chachma is more about Yerushalayim. That a person should have Yerus Hashem, that is the greatest chachma. That comes even before chachma. And it can't be like they say, the Hainu, like the Rambam said, Chas v'shalom, that it has to do with only the Chacham. Kim kein v'yasigu ha-tachlitz rak mesim ha'at ma'at ma'oy. Going to tell me that only very few people are part of the master plan, they're part of the actual tachlis. The Hainu ha-bal seichel v'ha-philosophim, the intellectuals, the Chacham. Uma yasa katani ha-irech. What about the low ones? She'en lahem seichel kazelach kachakiris. They weren't, I mean, Ben, like you're saying, they didn't even have a chance. They weren't even made to be Chachamim. So because a person was born handicapped that he couldn't be a Chacham, so he can't be part of the Tachlis, says Reb Nachman. L'dasam v'skolot, she'hem roif ikar ha'olam. This is the majority of the world, by far. Eich yesigu hem es ha'tachlis. How will they be zeichet to the Tachlis? It can't be that there's a bunch of b'dievets. It has to be be'emes that the tachlis has a lot to do with tmimus, which is yiras Hashem, mitzvahs, ma'isis, b'pshitus gam. So Rav Nachman saves us. And of course, this is not just Rav Nachman, this has to do a lot with chassidus. But in contrast, take a look at the Nefesh HaChaim on top. So the B'chaim V'lozhener, V'lo matzanu shom Rabbi Seinu Zichrono Livracha takana mi ha'aretz The Chachamim did not find a remedy, a tikkun for the Amaratzim, like the Rambam described them, Chazal described them. Shiyakumu le'isat chiyah, that they should be zeiche to the tachlis of creation. Ela behachsakas toimchim al kopanim beitz achayim. Only by the fact that they support the Laim Dei Torah. Tamchi darai, says the Zohar, calls them, lehanais tamid chachamim nechseim, to be connected to the tamid chachamim. Kama sh'omrim sham, the Chazal say, Amar le, Rabbi matzesi lehem trufa min ha-Torah, Rabbi, I found a remedy from the Torah, v'atam advegim Hashem elokeichem chayim kolchem hayoim. And Chazal say, v'chi efshar ledabuki b'shechina, is it possible for a person to attach himself to the Shechina? No. Ela kol ha-meisi bita l'tam min chachem. What's about tam min chachem? A person who's connected to tam min chachem in some way, he's mahana tam min chachem in chasav, ma'ala v'kaz k'nim v'davik b'shechina. Tachlis has to do with being davik to the Shechina. The tam min chachem knows how to do that. If a person can't, he has to find a way to be connected to the tam min chachem. You know, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, we didn't set up the Shi'urim in order to explore the difference between the Derech of the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh HaChaim and the different Shitas and the Shitasais. But one thing which is very prominent, according to the Nefesh HaChaim, is the role of Torah in the life of a Jew. Limed HaTorah. Limed HaTorah, Limed HaTorah, Limed HaTorah. Every single person expected to be a Limed HaTorah. Who? Nefesh HaChaim? No, he's explaining the Pashas of Lashon HaChazal is that in order for a person to achieve this Tachlis, which is called Advekis, Vatam Advekim, Lasa Lava, Etchias Amesim, he needs to be connected to Torah in some way. Torah. But that means that he has to find a way connected to a Talmud Chacham, Pashas of a Talmud Chacham, a person who is a Chacham. He has to be involved in Limud HaTorah some ways. Either he learns Torah on his own, and he becomes a Talmid Chacham, or even if he doesn't become a Talmid Chacham, he's learning Torah, and Torah will be his Nitzchias. And if he can't, there is a remedy, which is that he supports Lamdei Torah. So this is a little bit easier than the Rambam.
What are the different views? I mean, how does the Lukutei
Maran?
What didn't he like about the Rambam? I didn't hear that.
No. The Rambam was saying that the Chacham is the Tachlis, and everybody in this world, in some way, shape, or form, is here to be Meshamish, the Chacham, who is the Tachlis. But you're not the Tachlis.
He didn't say that you can't be the Chacham.
You're right, but in order to be the Tachlis, you have to be a Chacham. Rabbi Nachman was saying, if you're staggering in Tmimis and you have your Shemaim, you're part of the Tachlis. I can't accept that the masses are not part of the Tachlis because they can't be Chachamim. You're going to passel the person who doesn't even have the Kelim to be a Chacham? He's part of the Tachlis.
But he said himself that the idea of having Yira and Emuna and Bitachon.
Correct.
So what makes you think that you know better than HaKadosh Baruch Hu about who should be the Chacham and who shouldn't be? And your tachlis is to believe what what the Bayer Island does. There are different neshamas that come into the world. Not everybody can be a Moshe Rabbeinu.
So you're supporting Reb Nachman now?
I'm saying I don't understand. I can fit the Likutei Maran into the Rambam very easily. It doesn't.
By saying what? That the Tmimus is the Chachma.
So he
did that. Rabbi Nachman did that. That's why he said in the middle, he was like, Reish is Chachma, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem is a Chachma, Yiras HaKodem is a Chachma. So he was doing that.
It all works well.
Yeah.
And
the Rambam said, but then, the Rambam said explicitly, he was dealing with the question, the Chachma is only one in a million. And he comes out with that conclusion. According to Rabbi Nachman, if you were to ask him, is your Tam one in a million? He would say no. He would say he's the masses. Rabbi Nachman just made the Tachlis into the masses. The Rambam, in his conclusion, didn't come out and say, now that I said you have to be a Chacham, and by the way, Chachma could be your Shemaim too, now everybody's a Tachlis. Shkoyach. He didn't do that. He ended up saying that there's only one in a million, B'nei Aliyah Mu'atanhein, and everybody else was left to be a shimush to that Chacham. I don't see how we can shtim the two. But what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying is that he's opening it up. He's saying that, without going into the sugya, that since Torah is the yesod of the life of a Jew, limud ha-Torah, a person has to be connected to limud ha-Torah, either by learning himself, and a person can open up a Tzener Re'ena, and Ein Yaakov, and a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and he can learn Torah, and he could be part of the Tachlis too, have a very gishmak olam haba, and a very good world here too, because he's limud ha-Torah. Limud ha-Torah is accessible to everybody. But even if a person can't, he could be mefarnes talmid chachamim. So it's open. A person can have a connection to that tachlis, even if he's not the talmid chacham of the door.
Everybody has the capacity to learn the same way, no matter how much you try.
Correct. But I don't, if a person, according to the Amshal Chaim, if a person does the best that he can in limud haTorah, uses the kelim which Hashem gave him in order that he should, you know, learn Mishnayos, he should learn Rashi al haTorah. And that was what he was capable of doing. So you're right. His Anam HaBav may be equal to that of the Vilna Gaon. You're right. It could be. Could be.
Well,
and
they have the concept, of course, that there are certain neshamas that are greater than others. Like Avraham Avinu, I mean, he had an advantage.
Correct.
Moshe Rabbeinu had an advantage.
Correct.
It wasn't like it just came down like every other neshama that was in Mitzrayim.
Right. But according to the Rambam, it's not so pashut. It won't be such a very good excuse. I don't know. Okay, so we have the Rambam, we have the Kutta Maran, we have the Navi Shachayim. And this is leading us into, this Kasha is leading us into the Sukkah. The Kasha of the Rambam is what we're going to be doing, the Shver Rambam. How is it that there's the Chacham, he's the Yachid B'dayroi, he's the Yachid B'chol Adayroi? How do we fit the Tachlis in to the rest of B'nai Adam? I already saw Pesach from the Kutta Maran, but that's going to need an explanation. So take a look at the top left, where we begin our journey with the Talmidei Baal Shem. Shamati mi talmidei harav hakadosh Rabbi Shmeli zelchaver Hashem yimkom damai shegoin mufla ve ishkadosh mekubal v'hayu the kabbalas mi talmidei al Baal Shem Tov zechusi yagin alein aviyomar ha Baal Shem Tov hakadosh hoisif shnei karma ayu gimel ikrim shel Rambam. It's interesting that here we're coming to the Rambam. The Baal Shem Tov added two ikrei emuna on the 13 ikreim of the Rambam. What are they? Everything which happens in the world is for Klal Yisrael. That's Aleph. Okay, put that on your list of the Ikrim. Huh?
Why is it in the
Siddur? It doesn't mean Mamish. V'habez, it won't make a person into an Apikoris Mamish, Alpi Alocha, but...
It doesn't make him into a
Chasid. It doesn't make him into a Chasid, yeah. V'habez, Shebechol Dor V'Dor, Yesh Tzadikim, K'moy HaShalosh Avos V'Azayin Roy. Every generation, there are tzaddikim on the level of the avos and of the zayin roi. Doesn't sound like this is like blockbuster yisoides, right? This is on your list. 13, you added these two. But this is very important. The first one especially, and the second one is going to set up the whole foundation of the derech of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. The first one, that the world and everything which happens is Bishul Yisrael, is very different than the Rambam. Without getting into the Rambam's whole Indian in Hashkacha Pratis, v'chule v'chule. The Rambam said, everything in this world is for the Chacham. Everything which happens is for the Chacham, is to serve the Chacham. The Baal Shem Tov is coming along and he's extending that and he's saying, no. Everything which happens in this world is Bishul Yisrael. Every single Jew is considered to be a Tachlis, a Chacham, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything which happens in the world is in order to serve Yisrael. That means every single Jewish heart is bechlal. What the Rambam was describing the shimush that the world has for the Chacham HaShalem. We can understand this Yisrael of the Rambam much better in the context which we set up before from the Divrei HaRambam. And Beis, we're going to go with this now, is that every single generation has not just tzaddikim, gevaldik tzaddikim. Hashem doesn't leave a door yosem in a way where it's lacking tzaddikim of which they are the likes of Yitzchak and Yaakov and the Zion way. It's part of the emunah that a Jew has to have. He may not know who they are, may not know where to find them, where they exist. Let's go down.
It says, Kumo HaGimel, is that mean appropriate for that generation? Right? I remember the Avos were appropriate for those generations.
Correct. And ones that we have in the Shemas that are here now are kimo like them, but specific for this generation. Correct, yeah. Zakeini HaBaal Shem Tov Amar, says, I heard from my grandfather. He said Pshat and Pasuk, which we say in Halal. Zeh Asher LaHashem Tzadikim Yavo Yuvay. This is the gateway to Hashem, Tzadikim, enter in it. He types Pasuk, Hainu HaTzadikim Heim HaShar LaShem. The Tzadikim are the Shar LaShem. Now why is this a Chiddush? Why is this not just a nice Vort in Pasuk? What's the Chiddush of this Baal Shem Tov? A shaar is something which you walk through to get somewhere else. A shaar is not the tachlis. Something else is the tachlis. The tzaddikim are the shaar which leads you to the tachlis. That means to say that a person has to see a tzaddik as a shaar. That my connection to the tzaddik, I see it like a portal in order to get myself to the final destination. Not that the tzaddik is the destination, but the tzaddik is a means to get to the destination. Continue. HaBaal Shem Tov HaKadosh Tikkun Gimel Dvarim. He established three things for his Talmidim. One, l'hispalo b'yachad im tzaddik, to daven with the tzaddik. Two, lavo el shulchan tzaddik, to come to the tish of the tzaddik. And three, leishiv im chaverim b'kibbutz yachad l'schazik b'ezras Hashem Yitzbarach, to sit together as a chevra, even if the tzaddik is not there. The power of the rabbi. But again, this wasn't, it's not just like the life of a chassid is. It's a tikkun of the Baal Shem Tov. He established this to be the tzura based on the hashkafas which he set forth. It should be this way. Bekavana this way. Not just a nice entertainment Friday night to go to the tish. Gives us something to do. It's part of the mahalach in the derech of Avodas Hashem according to the Baal Shem Tov. Takonis of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Going down. Davar ze gilalanav Hashem Tov Zal, this is the Tiferet Shlomo, the Radamsker. A revelation of the Baal Shem Tov in his time. U'mi'oz kein b'chol dor v'dor, v'dor shel Abiyas HaGael. And this is something which we will continue until Mashiach comes. Kol ha-davik bahem, anybody who is davik to the tzaddikim, yesh lahem aliyah l'chol ha-neshamas. Dveikis to the tzaddik allows all the neshamas to have a tikkun. La yidach mimenu nidach, not any neshama should be left behind. Every single person, through dveikis to the tzaddik, will achieve the purpose in which Hashem created the world. Through the tzaddik. Through the dveikis to the tzaddik. Dveikus has been our word recently because Emunah brought us to Bitachon, and Bitachon brought us to Dveikus, and Dveikus was that Emunah, and that's that Tzmimus. But Dveikus with the Tzaddik, and the Dveikus which the Tzaddik has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is going to solve the issues.
I'm saying if the Baal Shem Tov was saying that the Tzmimus of the simple person can make him double to Hashem, so why do you need the Tzaddik?
Because the tzimus that a Jew has is his potential tzaddik. It's the potential tzidkus. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov valued. And when the chachma is used to bring out that tzimus, then it goes, like even the Rambam said, for being b'kayach al apayel. So the difference between a talmid chacham, a tzaddik, a rebbe, versus a simple Jew, is that the simple Jew has the potential for that, but it's not been revealed. So even though in a very deep recesses of his heart, he is living with Shavis Yashalan Agdi Tabi. He has Malachalas Kavardai. That's all erosion from Har Sinai. He has that. But the Tzaddik is using his Chachma and using his Avodas Hashem to reveal that Tzmimus. Therefore, he's living it. Therefore, in the world of the Tzaddik, he sees the Oiris. He sees Malachalas Kavardai. He lives his life, actually, based on the Malachalas Kavardai. Where's the simple Jew? Listen, he goes to work. He makes a parnasa. He does this and he does that. He's not living the life of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, his potential links up with the tzaddik. The tzaddik brings it out. That's going to be part of what we're going to develop here. But there's a shidduch which is taking place because there isn't that much of a difference between the Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik, and every single Jew. Because it's not that the Talmud Chacham became. It's not that he became a Chacham and not that he has muskolis, which the Jew doesn't have. Because you can't say that a person is born with the intuition of, like, where did he get it from? Like, he knows how to make an airplane. He knows that. He doesn't know. He needs to be taught. But the fact that he's a tzmimus, he received it at Har Sinai. So this nakuda, which separates the tzaddik to the tam, is that the tzaddik reveals that. Not that he had to get it from somewhere else. He just has to reveal that. So they're going to link. There's going to be a kesha which takes place because what the tzaddik has and what the tam has is the same. But the tzaddik is going to be that shar, because by him it's bezgalus, not bezkasi. Moving to the right, also the Radamsker. Davar zeh gilu lanu hamasham deschus yagin aleinu shehifitz ara pnei teva. He revealed the light of the world, and he said, "Ki bilti dibuk chacham shabadar." If not for this, for dveikus with the chachmei Yisrael, for the tzaddikim, for the rebbes, einenu beefshari liyuskiyum la'olam. The world won't exist. It's a necessary component to bring the world to its tachlis. Again, Hashem doesn't have any b'di'evitz. At the end of the day, what He wanted will happen. There's no b'di'evitz by the Rebbe Hashem. What He wanted will happen. Now if you'll say that what He wanted is that it should be one in a million. Okay, so then that's what He wanted. That too will happen. But if you're going to tell me I don't accept that, I don't accept that there should be a nation called Israel and there should be any b'di'evitz, so then this is going to be necessary. This surah of the tzaddik and the relationship with the chassidim, how it's defined of the chassidus, is going to be important for kiyum ha'olam, for tachat soil. Going down to the Marv Shemesh, this is already a Pesach into the next year. Ki nei ha'ikar his pilus tzaddiki ha'daris v'zidim ha'sher Hashem kairik. The tzaddikim, the great ones, that Hashem calls upon them for what? Like Reb Shimon bar Yochai and his chaverim, v'gam acher b'seif hayamim shafir Rabbeinu Yitzchak Luria, like the Arizal, and after him the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the tzaddik ha'dayis me'oz b'adato, and the talmid Baal Shem. Ha'isa megamasam, their purpose is what? L'kasher nishmas Yisrael im b'nei Yisrael l'shar Hashem, to attach Jews to their source. They're here to serve the people. Not that the people are here to serve the tzaddikim are here to serve them. To peel away the chitzonius, the taivas rose, the pursuit of the gashmius, to illuminate them, to attach their neshamas to their source, in a way that they can't detach themselves, like we spoke about in the dveikus here. The dveikus has to be of such where a person is so dovek that he can't detach. That's what it means, Mesiras Nefesh, when a Jew push comes to shove, that a gun is to his head, Chalila, and he has to make a choice. It's going to be the Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Hashem. He throws himself into the fire. Why? Because he can't detach from Rabbanu Shalom. That's the dveikus, which everything every Jew has, potentially. And it comes out in those moments. That they should be Yiris Shemayim, afilu b'chadri chadarim, even when nobody sees. Because Hashem is Bolei Cholas Kavaydai Eina Mavada Levilti Lavar Bezana Afil Akash Bekalas Bidiktuk Yisayif, and to keep to every single Diktuk Mitzvah. That's what the Tzaddik is here for. To help the people. To raise them up. Look at the shift from what we began with to where we've come to. Moving to the left and explaining the type, the depth of the Hiskashris in Tyrus Avos, which is from Slanim and Hakdama. Sorry for the small print. Emunas Chachamim Hiskashris L'Tzadikim. The emuna in chachamim and the hiskashris which the hamoina has to the tzaddikim, midezu hi achas v'hanakudos harikarios b'tayrus hachasidus b'chlal. This is one of the most important yesodos in all of chasidus. U'misodos derech shitas v'besinu hakdashim b'fat, especially in our geza, which is Slanim, u'kvar omer maran hasaba kadishim milachavitz. Lachavitz is from where Slanim comes from. He said a klal gadol, She'ein adam yuchal lahagia l'shleimus ha'pnimis b'avodas Hashem b'lai Rebbe. A person cannot come to real service of Hashem without having a Rebbe, without having a tzaddik. It's not possible for a person to be a true Ovid Hashem. Be'inyin divzkazeh, regarding this concept, ha'isa mashmoes v'amukos miyuchados itzal b'nei chavraya kedusha zu. This had a very deep meaning to this chavraya, the chavraya of the Lachet Shavar and Slanim Derech. Like was heard from the Chayza, like he gave Edus, that in Lechavich, Yadua his kashrus amitis mahi. They know what it means in Lechavich, true his kashrus between a Rebbe and his chassidim. Kol midayis umusagi ha'ava shalom rechish lahayrav, all feelings of love and closeness which a person has for his parents, la'echa, for his brothers, l'bnei beisa, liyatzich alasav, for his family, his wife, for his children, was like nothing. Mul ha'ava ha'aza, like the deep burning fire. Shehaisa shriya bin ha'rebi v'kashar milah, between the Rebbe and Chassidah. That's the type of Hiskashas. There's no mushel. There's no other type of relationship of Hiskashas. That any relationship which exists in this world, which can come close to the Hiskashas that a Rebbe has with his Chassidah. And the Chassidah have with the Rebbe. It's very very different than, again, like the Rav and the Chaver and the Shul. This is something which, it's neshamadik. It's not an Abba Tzli B'davar. It's an Abba She'ena Tzli B'davar. It's not telling anything other than a person's elukos. And we'll conclude with this on the bottom. After the Petira of the Magid HaKadosh for Mezrich, so they needed to instate a new Rebbe. Who was going to be the next Rebbe after the Magid from Mezrich? And after that, many Rebbes came onto the scene. What we have here is called the letter of his Kashrus, which was sent to the son of the Magid from Mezrich, who was not well known in the Olam Achsidus as much as other great tzaddikim, but we have this, although we have a sefer from the son of the Magid from Mezrich. His name was Avram Malachov, Rebbe Avram the Malach. He wasn't called Rav Malachal for no reason. I mean, he was mamish, like a Malach. So, this is a letter which was written to Rav Malachal after the Petir of the Magid Vedrish, asking him to become the Rebbe in place of the Magid. Okay, imagine, think about what you would expect this to say. And think about, let's say, after the Petir of a Rav in a certain community, that they're sending a request to a Rav that he should come and take the place of the old Rav. Okay, think about that, like what that would say. And then as we read this, let's see the Shprach. Ksav his kashrus mi talmid ha-magid ha-gadol l'bnoi Rav Avraham Malachal. His kashrus. Okay? Anachnu ha-chaismim, we the undersigned, mata below, niskasharnu ayedizeh, we are attaching ourselves through this, shebekaldu anachnu b'leiv shalim v'nefesh, we accept upon ourselves with a full heart and with a full soul, Cheftza, Nefesh Chavetza, Marus Shal Kvei Kedushas, Marina Rabbeinu Arda Beiloi, Kodesh Hashem, Marina Rabbeinu Harav, Avrana Kodesh, Sheyichya. We accept upon ourselves all this, the Marus, the rulership of Rab Avram HaKadosh, the son of Kvei Kedushas, Adma, Reish, Kolbani HaGoyla HaMagad Kodesh Merafna, which is from Mezrich, V'lihi Yos Devukimbay, to attach ourselves to you with Dveikis, L'yira Oysai, to fear him, to love, as Chazal say, L'rabbeis Talmid HaChachamim. This is going to come up later. L'rabbeis Talmid HaChachamim, referring to Chazal's drasha, Rebbe Kiva, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, L'rabbeis Talmid HaChachamim. You have to love him, you have to fear him, like the pasuk says, Es Hashem is L'rabbeis Talmid HaChachamim. We accept this upon ourselves. V'chol Haga Asher Yotzei Mipi Kodshei, any thought which comes out of his holy mouth, we are ready to do it. We are mechuyev to do it, to complete it with mesiras nefesh be'emes. The ayde ze yale oisanu, and by doing this, he will raise us up. Lalois al sulam elokim itoy imay. He will raise us up together with himself on the ladder of Hashem. Betzav sachada, like one entity. Bechol es mitzoy ben aron, at every moment of our lives. Ben nefesh ruach neshama. Therefore, mevakshim anachnu, we ask of you, mikvay kedushas amor yerunayir, your soul should shine, asher tekafu miyad, that immediately, without any time wasted, kasha yimsam yadenu liad kachay, hapeskaze hishkasvesaze, when we hand over this note to you, harishon, from the very first moment that you get this hishkasves, this letter of hishkasves of intent, yetzal mirach kachay aleinu, you should bestow your holiness upon us. And then, by doing so, your chachma and your bina and your ruach etza, these are the shanas that you find by Mashiach, ruach das, v'ruach Hashem, bechlal Yisrael. I don't know what that does next. Amen netzach selav ed. Po kal kedushas anipoli chanaka tuf kuf lamed gimel. Noam Yehuda Leib ben Rachel Hakayin. I don't know who that is. I forgot to ask. But the next two you know. Naum Meshulam Zusha ben Esther. That's Reb Zusha from Hanapoli. And that's where the letter was written, in Hanapoli. That's Reb Zusha. And Shneir Zalman ben Rivka, who's that? Balatanya. So the Balatanya and Reb Zusha and whoever it is, Reb Yehuda Leib, I'm sure it must be Mefursim. But he's in the category of these two giants. So he's first, yeah. This is the letter of intent of his kashrus. Is this not a fair description of the Hiskashers that the Torah Savas was talking about? That there is no dogma to this? Explain this. It's a neshama connection. Something goes on with this hiskashrus between the hamoin am, like the chevra described here, like the right, the chassidim, like the balatanya and Reb Zusha, and the Rav Malachot, who is to be in place of the Magen Avraham. But there's a solution to the kasha of the Rav. In Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we're going to discuss broader understanding of the means of hiskashrus, the importance of the hiskashrus, and the details, because it's not just a one shear and out. This is, we come to a point where understanding the mahalach and the hashkafas of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh has brought us to, like we saw, with the nekuda on what creates the chassidus, which elevates everybody to the level of tacht.